Blog Talk Radio.
The land that you need, these would all be in. Imagine you're alone. You and me, we're so clear. I might have been in love with you, but it never felt this strong. Crazy young and wasteful day, take us where we want to go. Hold me down, touch me down. I don't
want
to live without you. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. All I know by now is how much I love you. One thing you can be sure of, I'm never.
I didn't hear her name for her birthday. I see both. Not different. No. No, I don't. I don't really think I got them banging for you now. You have mentioned. I still get to go through another holiday and through the holiday passes. The rain should be the light. I got a perfect job in the gift card. And I go to the store and then they push the card.
Yeah.
this tour is a specific character. And I work with the boss and I push the team. And you know that boss is going to put it all back when I sing still. I'm telling you, man, what's that? You sex? Where is it?
September 18th, 1947.
Thank you.
Full payment. Karen and the principal.
Hours. And
going to see, explain to them that the landlord left her in charge of that apartment, that they are not staying there afterwards. There is no lease. Because Lisa sent him a message, she has permission to clean out the apartment. Everything has to be gone by the end of the month. And how did Kirsten's name wind up on a lease? Call them or send them a message like they do, but they never answer phones if you call them. If it needs to leave, if he's still there. Call the police station and saying he was bringing it over. Did she take the soap box and go to him?
Thank you. You're getting me. Just saying. You're free. So we have gold. You say you were sick, remember?
Yeah.
sleep. Alright, here we go. had that. Probably 10,000 views right now. It's 24,000. Probably
for an hour, but then when they realized he was inside, they all had a circle. Jeremy's talking about it.
Thank you so much, John. No, I made a mistake. You like from downtown singing. The 16-year-old. What happened? Porcupine downstairs.
Yeah, I know, but while
I'm up
to
the deal,
I don't want
no porcupine.
I gotta make
it to the home stand. Yeah. Yeah. It's losing a game. Are you having a baby? Huh? Are you gonna have? Are you gonna have some too? Hey, boy, being your boy, being yours, we should do it. Do it, do it. A temple here.
Well, I don't know, Eugene. Huh?
It feels something here. Yes, she's standing there. She's right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there.
Yes, I pull down.
Okay.
I mean, I think they threw everything in there, too, to block people from going in there. Yeah.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into
the water and talk about it.
Water Oh, well, I mean, once you get the death ticket, you get cancer the phone. so you don't know whether it's T-Mobile or AT&T or whatever, so pull up one to the right one. Along with the landlord and tell the landlord what you're doing. You can change the lock on the door blah, blah, blah. Or if you could have a husband or somebody help you change the lock on the door, because this is crazy. Because I see now, I think the landlord is going to go over there, but now she can't even get in. They can't. Mm-hmm. No. I think she's going to want to take a ride. Do you know how far away she is from there? Oh, shit, she's going to want to take a ride over there. Well, she has the right to take that off.
It's funny or it's sad. It's quiet or it's sad. It's a good thing or it's bad for us.
And I got a feeling, well, they say that Mr. the nurse is being able to ask to go over to the door and open up, but what nurse is coming? And that was kind of showing that there was no one else with her, or else why can't the other person go over there? It showed that he was home. They were saying they couldn't show that he didn't have to, you know, go to the chair over to the door.
Thank you.
have nothing to hide then. What's the problem?
So you met someone who set your back on your heel.
Yes, I mean, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Just as I gave mine to you, and she broke it in little pieces.
And you want me to love you.
I told you that.
Goody, goody, you don't mourn while not moving stuff.
When you see a gem paying all kinds of rent for a flood that would flood in the
sky. When their family that died out in the when their family. When your family died elsewhere, how did they mourn? By sitting there and mourning? No.
That was the funeral of Dave. Emma? The funeral of Dave was different. He was in the service, right?
And
more. All right, Oscar.
And the more you get rid of, the more you go through and get rid of, the less the anxiety is.
I do.
Well, you know what you do? Like I said, tell the landlord and let him get in through the back door, but don't ask no permission of anybody. Just tell the landlord to go back over. That's the back door keys you have. Go in through the back and say, you know, tell her you're there to clean up and clean out and she knows it. And if they come over, like, Kirsten isn't off work all day, so she has to work. The other one's got to work at times, so they're not there all the time. And you just go in there.
Oh.
No. And like I said, this is not the time for infighting. What, is it going to be a stare down at the funeral? Are they going to stop the casket or something? I don't get this. Well, yeah. Right. Mhm. So then they can't. They don't have to do anything she says. And they know that's why they're only talking to you to begin with, so. See, I got a feeling, I mean, she won the funeral mass, they were saying, but I got a feeling they weren't going to give her away probably. That they were just going to have a mass here for her, period. You know, not for the stuff like dinner company, bringing and, like, they were saying, I'll throw up her. I don't think you're going to say anything to anybody and just do that. That's the way I feel.
Speaking of that, I would like to...
I'm young. And you had a year.
Basically, that's what they sound like. The executor is there to oversee the reading of the will and to pay for the funeral. That's the gift of the executor. That's it. That doesn't mean he gets to say who goes here and who goes there. That's not what an executor does. So he better look up the terminology.
We are leaving.
Executors are paid and is there from the reading of the will. And he's not supposed to know what's in the will, because that's a conflict of interest, especially if he has mentioned it or if he has any monetary involvement in that will. Which he does, so it's already a catch 22 situation. Yeah. No, I would appreciate them if you can. Oh, okay. Yeah, you don't have to. What do they need for? Why? She's not supposed to. Yeah. Well, actually, when he took the what he called the policy number, which he had to provide the policy number, when he took that, the funeral director automatically gets in touch with the insurance company himself. So he did not need to call anyone. But she was trying to say, you get 10,000 people, so did you notice that?
She's very similar to him.
And
And you advised the police that you were there to begin with, and the police didn't tell you to get out.
And it's funny to show me,
because they don't know what to tell them. They got to talk amongst one another.
It's not the same thing.
She will get in that house herself without crawling through the window. She will get in the house by, taking a walk off the door. But for Kirsten to out and out lie and say she's on the lease, and she's not.
Hey.
She thought so. That's how stupid she is. Oh, you know what else you could do? Call up the insurance company, cancel the insurance. Oh, it's not there anymore, yeah. Well, probably 9 out of 10 is over by Riley's house. Because he has a place where you can put it up in the driveway or something like that. Because,
I'm sorry.
They were supposed to turn in the place when she died.
Oh, yeah.
So she moved already out of there. What? Yeah, but the light, but the place on it was. Yeah, well, took it out in January. Yeah, almost a year it is. Because I remember she said she ran to the laundromat and to Quick Check or someplace like that in January while no one was around. As usual, no one was around. Well, then Kirsten has to register with herself and get her own insurance. And And even if it's reading of the world, there's a tell of returning those places. Turn in the place. If you get stopped driving that car and your mother's not alive, well, that's a ticket. That's fraud. They're not at all. They don't understand English. But if you understand how to do something wrong, you understand. Could it be something to do with her being on drugs when you were born? They were brought up to be secret.
Sure, sure.
And there's a big difference. That was very,
and
very obnoxious. No. I mean, she was telling me originally she had the cancer, but she said, you're going to do the hysterectomy, and we won't work. That would be the end of it. I never knew she was what stage. She gave me the doctor's phone numbers and stuff. She said I could call them. She specifically said I could call them. Maybe I should have. But I didn't want to overstep on her, but we should have all been notified. Was all wrong. Either was her mother. Either was my mother.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. They can love a comparison now. And it's like, she told me, I don't know, I'm trying to think of the diaper was born, or she used to order and
had
sent to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
I believe it. All those years, 30 years, took care of her. She's, come on. Maybe not 30, 25, I don't know. But she took care of them all their lives. What was the big fucking deal? So she does something for you and they have to get nervous about it? But basically, when you look at it, they hopped in her car, took her to a doctor's appointment, they didn't stay with her, and then they took her back. And I'm sure, and with the way appointments are, especially for someone in her condition, she wouldn't have had to wait long. And then she would take them out to eat, and then take them shopping. So what was the problem with that? Were they really doing that much? Basically, when you think of them, they weren't really doing that much, were they? It's really uncalled for. And like I said, if I didn't ask him point blank if he was terminal, I would never know. And then I wouldn't have been able to call you. And then you wouldn't have even known, because they didn't even call you. Yeah. Because they didn't want you there. That's why Debbie doesn't understand. Debbie was told wrong information and she don't understand. She was getting mad at you. But I said, and I told Debbie, I said, I'm going to call her because I cannot see her not paying attention to her. I think something's wrong here. And that's when I reached out and called you. See? And another thing, they were thinking that you were throwing your weight around with your ID from Atlantic care system, and you were going to use that to get information. And they didn't want that. That's why.
Thank you.
I think there was a couple of times here. She went to the hospital. They didn't tell me. She texted me from the hospital. Yeah, so now, if she didn't want me to be in touch with her, or she wasn't in touch with you, why did she tell me that she's there? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were telling us, oh, Lisa just wanted to know how much her mother had.
When
she came to the hospital. You need that stuff for the social worker to get things done. Huh? Yeah. I said you need that for the social worker. So there is no privacy anymore. Mm-hmm. Or even if they have the decency to give her normal home care. You know what I mean? If they didn't want to pay $900, maybe they had women that they knew that would do it, that were like, you know, without a job right now, because there's a lot of people without jobs, that could do it because it don't matter if somebody's staying with her, helping them from one place to another. Even if they did that, if she had somebody there with her all the time, but she wasn't put in danger. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that they didn't release her. You know, I'm really glad they didn't release her this time around. But that would have been really, really bad. Yeah. It would have been brought up on charges, number one. I wonder if after you left, we're still getting the shit together over there. I'm really pissed, so I would say send a death certificate into the insurance company for the car.
No, you gotta be kidding me.
The cable company and the car. They can't do it over there because they don't belong there. Legally, they don't belong there. They want to get technical. It's not their responsibility. Legally, they don't belong there. No. So legally, they can't tell you to get out. So legally, they can't tell you to get out, but you can tell them to get out because you're next to him.
Where are you going to go? Down the street.
Yeah, it's a code lock when you press the code, but then they lock the bottom lock also. Yeah. Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, it wasn't a bag of her, you know, topic of her actual season. Because you already advised the landlord, so if you go over there and you go in there, the landlord knows about it. You're using the key. You're not breaking the anchoring or anything like that. You don't belong to you, it's not your apartment, it's mine. Mm-hmm.
used to be my favorite.
One couch is supposed to be in the living room, and they have moved the other couch or something to the bedroom. So they made room for the hospital bed. I'm surprised we never found that thing of my father's. That thing I'm saying, for some reason I'm thinking like it's sort of like a lighthouse or something, and it's maybe between a foot and 16 inches tall. And don't forget too, I don't know if he still had it anymore because of yourself, but it was like he gave me coins. He had books of coins that he had down there. Because he had mailed me up some before he died, but then there was still a whole mess of them there. Or they can have it already. Strange. Very strange for people. Very strange. No, she needs to make an appointment with you. Tell her she was on the other foot. She needs to make an appointment with you. You're the next to can. I told her, I said I'd call my lawyer and have him do an injunction. And those are friends of hers. I'm sure if they saw it in disarray, they would be livid. Wow, thought the bedroom was cleaned up. I see that two people opt out of this group message. Because they can't handle the truth. Truth is you want to warn somebody, you warn them. You want to greet somebody, you greet them. But that doesn't mean you become a coin on. And it doesn't mean that you're not supposed to be proactive and take care of them. It's fine. You got to tell you to do it. She's supposed to be teaching in school or doing something in school. The student comes in and the student is like, their family's in mourning. If you're going to say, you can just sit with your eyes closed or stare at people all day, that's fine. There's a way to handle things. Be adult. Come on, let go! No, you are breaking the law by having it. It was supposed to be posted on both sides, and two of them, one was supposed to go on the window and one on the door, about the oxygen being in there. But that's what you should do. Change the lock, only give you the key, and that's it. I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all. I've never, ever.